This is Local Views of the News. Last time in February, '09. A couple of local economic ironies. You may have noticed that the northwest corner of Brunswick and Sutton, which was an abandoned GM dealership just a few months ago, is now an abandoned construction site, and it has been since before the weather was a factor. The developer of the Walgreens store, which no one was especially enthusiastic about anyway, wants to back out of the deal he made to build a couple of smaller retail buildings next to the street and make the place look a little more like a town and a little less like a shopping center, even though it's a little late for that intersection. So the most visible piece of commercial real estate in town continues to be the ugliest. And that other GM dealer, the one who went broke in such a visible way last year, is indirectly involved in a small but encouraging sign of the times. A sell-your-own used car lot is open for business in Grass Valley, and the location is Weaver's former used car lot on East Main Street, bringing the economy back home. So how about 17,000 new troops to Afghanistan? Can't say President O didn't warn us. It may be true that a president lacks the power to control the military establishment, but if so, we can't blame it on political considerations. Some folks would say that the voters in the U.S. expect and demand a military engaged in preventing future terrorist attacks. But the voters didn't buy the lie that invading Iraq had anything to do with 9/11, and it shouldn't take all that much to persuade the voters that the soldiers prowling around Afghanistan can't do anything about it either. But the president isn't responding to a mandate from the voters. He said all along that he intended to rev it up in Afghanistan. Sooner or later, someone will have to ask him why. The mainstream media diligently built the storyline that Afghanistan, under the guidance of a political movement called the Taliban, provided the safe haven and support which allowed a mysterious underground group called Al-Qaeda to plan and execute the events of 9/11. The story has since unfolded that the Taliban has been cast out of the government in Kabul, and whatever remains of Al-Qaeda has skipped through the hills into Pakistan. So the goals have been met in Afghanistan, right? Well, except for the goal of catching that bin Laden guy. But since he now hangs his turban in Pakistan, the obvious question isn't about 17,000 new troops. It's about why there's even one U.S. soldier schlepping his weapons around Afghanistan. In fact, Afghanistan can't really be governed by anyone. At any given time, there will be people sitting in offices in Kabul calling themselves the government. But Afghanistan isn't even a country in the way Americans define it. It's a collection of tribes who don't pay much attention to the pronouncements of those people in Kabul. Just a casual glance at recent history recalls that first Britain and then the Soviet Union tried and failed to colonize Afghanistan. Any conventional, regimented, uniformed military force can occupy the country as long as it wants and kill anyone it wants to kill, but it just can't seem to persuade the people to be governed by a foreign military. Taliban is just a generic term for a loosely woven network of political power brokers threaded through the various tribes. They don't perform the work of government as we know it. They don't have generals and they don't wear uniforms. But they influence the tribes to support and protect their interests, whether it's growing opium or hiding Islamic extremists. How could the U.S. military expect to defeat such an enemy? It's a mirror image of Vietnam, where there's little or no military enemy and the combatants are indistinguishable from the citizens. If it's just a matter of taking out bin Laden and dismantling Al-Qaeda, if there really is such a thing, then a couple good James Bond prototypes could accomplish more than all the military forces ever assembled. Are there still people in that part of the world plotting attacks against the U.S.? Undoubtedly. Can the U.S. Army do anything about it? Unlikely. At this point in history, the turmoil in the world economy is a far more dangerous enemy than anyone who's anxious to die for Allah. And the most important questions for Americans are whether we still can foster a healthy economy while blowing at least half the national budget on the military, and do we have a choice? That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary doesn't necessarily offer any choice for KVMR, its management, staff, or contributors. Email mark@caloki.com.